2 EC Mornings with James, and today is Maruya Cup Day at the Maruya Jockey Club. And one man who's been out there doing a great job for many years now is the manager at the Maruya Jockey Club, Brian Cowden. G'day, Brian.
Hello, James. How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. How are you going?
Yeah, very well. Yep, sort of a bit hot and sweaty at the moment out here, putting up all the marquees and everything. But, yeah, I'm sure my last day as the manager of the club is going to be a good one and a great day's racing.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, a beautiful day for Maruya Cup Day, and we'll get to talking about that. But as you touched on there, it is your last day today at the Maruya Jockey Club. Where are you off to?
I'm going to relocate up to Brisbane. Wife and I sort of have decided, now the kids are off our hands, we're sort of going to have a bit of a change of lifestyle. And we're going to go back to the big smoke. Having had our sea change many years ago, we're going to go back and have a city change. Go back to the big smoke for a bit of nightlife and a bit more wining and dining options.
Oh, sounds good. And will you be looking for a gig at Eagle Farm or Doomben, or just kind of kicking back and retiring?
Yeah, no, semi-retirement is on my mind. And I think I'll try something a little bit different from the racing. I've been sort of in the racing game now for about 15 years, so I'll look for something a bit different.
And you've been manager at the Maruya Jockey Club since 2008, on the board since 2005. What's one of your favourite memories?
Wow, that's an interesting one. Probably my best memories of the place is what we've been able to do over the sort of that 15 years in the way of improvement. You know, I think it's a good day. I had a photo of the Jockey Club back when I got into the job, what it looks like now. We've spent well over $1 million out here of hard-earned money improving the place, and we've got about another $1 million worth of plans to do over the next couple of years. So that'd be my sort of my greatest achievement and enjoyment, I would say.
And what are you going to miss most, either about the job or the club or even just Maruya and the South Coast?
Yeah, well, the people. Yeah, it really is a great community here, so many ways in the Yirrkala. Maruya, a bit biased, but Maruya in particular, we sort of chose Maruya because we saw it as having that country town feel, but close to the ocean, and even more so, the local horse racing community down here is second to none. You know, sort of for not a huge area population wise, we would be one of the most successful country racing clubs in the state, and that is largely because there's just so many people who have a genuine interest in racing. We have about 500 odd members of our club, which probably only the city clubs can match. Great bunch of blokes who do the barriers out here as volunteers. Again, probably the only volunteer barrier boys in New South Wales. So really just a great bunch of people involved in the club from so many different angles.
Now, it's a big race day today at Maruya, featuring the $75,000 Maruya Cup at 4:45. What can people who come down expect today?
Well, it'll just be a great day's racing as usual out here. Weather's sort of going to be nice. It's pretty warm now, but I think we get a little bit of a southerly through. So by the afternoon, we should be in the low 20s. Perfect sort of day, sunshine, and the cup will be a really great race. We've got a couple of really good local hopes who I think can knock off the visitors, and that'd be very fitting for me if my last cup was won by a local. So I'm sort of cheering for Hay Bale, trained by Natalie Jarvis, or Whiskey and Diamond, Greg Backhouse, sort of two very good local horses.
Come on, the locals. And what about COVID restrictions there today?
No, again, we've been really lucky throughout. We haven't missed a race meeting because of COVID. We had a few early on without crowd, but with the 2 square metre rule and pretty much being all outdoors, we're allowed a crowd of up to 2,000 people, and I wouldn't expect we'd get to that today with so many people having returned to work. But yeah, you'll have to stand around and have a drink and a bite to eat. Just, keep your 1.5 metres distance and keep the hand hygiene up to scratch and all that sort of stuff. And it's pretty much back to a normal day at the races.
Well, Brian, we hope today goes well. And from the whole team at 2EC, we wish you all the best in Brizzy.
Yeah, well, thank you. And thank you to 2EC for the support over the years. You and Kimmy in particular and the team have been great support and another reason why this is such a successful club.
Brian, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, James.
Brian Cowden, who is for one more day the manager at the Maruya Jockey Club, and you can get tickets for Maruya Cup Day today at the gate, but the club recommends getting them online from the Maruya Jockey Club website. 2EC.